Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. If you're a fisherman, it's getting to be that time of year. I've been noticing water opening up around the valley in the different reservoirs and the canals. And my guest this morning is Charlie Nowak, and he is the creator, designer, inventor, president, CEO, chief bottle washer and sweep up the floors for his company. How do you like that for an interview, Charlie? Or an introduction,
I'll
Charlie?
I'll tell you what, that was a great introduction, Rick, and thanks for having me on. I love it.
But this gentleman has the only tieless hook in the world, and this is going to be interesting. So how are you this morning, Charlie?
I'm doing good, Rick, and yourself?
How much more snow did you guys get?
You know, Mother Nature's been kind to us the last couple days, but we're due today, this afternoon, I hear. So we're sitting at about 24, 26 inches.
And you're going to get, what, another 8 to 10 this afternoon?
You know what? That's where we sit in this little huddle of ours here. They could tell you 3 to 5 and 5 to 8, and you never know until you get it. It could just be a dusting.
We got a good snow a month or so ago. And since then, some on and off stuff. But the last week, we've had some great temperatures. And we're in the 40s and the 50s this weekend, so we'll burn off a lot more. So that's I've been looking at the lakes, the reservoirs here, and a few other places. The canals are just about all open. Any ice that's left on there, I wouldn't dare walk out on it, but I know the guys are getting ready. I am. I'm already talking to a couple buddies about our spring trip. We do one. Interstate 80 comes right through here, right through us, and it has a very unique property to it. Every place they had to make an overpass, they dug borrow pits right near it. And because of the water table here in the valley, you dig a post hole, it'll fill up with water. And these lakes stretch across the state. Game and Parks manages them, and they're a smorgasbord. Pick a freshwater species, and we can probably find it. So about every other year, we do what I call the I-80 Safari Fishing Trip. And those of us that had campers or motorhomes or whatever, we'll pick a start place. We'll head east for a while and stop at one of these places. If the fish are biting, we may not move. If they aren't, we'll move to another. So, anyway.
That's the beauty of it. Yep, that's the beauty of it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Valley Tyless Fish. Is it Valley Tyless Hook is the real name? And
it's really the Valley Tyless Fishing System is what we call it.
Okay.
It did start out, with the hook. And I needed that because I, like everybody, at 47, I started to need readers. And I was like, man, I'm a fisherman, and I hunt, and I do this and that. I'm going to tie a hook on a line. So long story short, I went to work. A couple of years later, I designed the Tyless fish hook. And two of my friends, that's all they do is work and fish. So
doesn't sound like a bad gig.
No, actually, that's pretty good, isn't it? I look back and say, man, they got it made. They field tested it for me. So we perfected it over about a year and a half, 2 year period. And so I started using it. And I used barbless, obviously, because I had to make my own. And my grandson, Jace, he would fish with me, and I noticed he would use those clasps where you got to push them in with your fingernails, and they're pretty tough for a five-year-old. So I'm like, you know, I think we can make a tieless clasp. So out comes the easy clasp. And so now we got the hook and the easy clasp, and then a couple of my favorite baits I would buy, and I cut off the end and then make it a tieless. So pretty much everything I have is tieless. And what's nice about that easy mini class is people can attach 95% of their tackle box on that clasp. So you don't have to, like, I buy this Tylus stuff, and now I got to dump out my tackle box. No, you don't. It's, I don't, like I said, 95% of your tackle box, it works with. And it is so easy. You don't need cheaters. You can put it on with gloves on your hands. It just keeps evolving more and more, more and more. I play with, as a matter of fact, today, Rick, I actually sitting down with I made a marker bobber for the tip-ups.
Oh, okay.
You know, for your depth.
Yeah.
So I made a Tylus one of those because I didn't want to pop it on, pop it off anymore.
Very cool. Well, let's get back to the Tylus part of this. And explain that to the listeners. You know, how do you use this thing and get it attached to your fishing line without having to tie some super knot on it?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty simple, actually. My products use 8 to 10-pound braided line, diameter braided line. And you just tie a simple knot at the end. You cut off the excess. That knot will always be there. And for an average fisherman, you'll never replace it throughout the whole season. Next year, probably, yeah. But just for an average fisherman, that thing will be there for the year.
Now, you're talking just like a simple overhand knot, right? Just
Yep, just a simple overhand knot. Okay. Cut off the excess so there's just a little bit of a tail there so the knot doesn't, you know, come through it. But so not even a quarter inch. And then all you do is you loop the line in one hand. You just make a loop. And then you just take the valley slot of the hook or the clasp, and it pops on that loop. You pull it, and then you just come one time around. It's easy for me. I just use a finger. Come one time around, pull it, you're done. And now you're ready to go fishing. And if you want to change from the hook to the clasp, you just do everything in reverse. And it's pretty simple. And my daughter's the one who actually said, "Dad, I like to go twice around." I says, "You can go twice around, sweetheart. You can go three times if you want. If that makes you feel good, we're good." But one time around gives it that cinch knot, and it secures itself really well. There's videos out on YouTube, and one of them's my favorite, where they're catching steelhead, Brad and Tom on Lake Michigan, and they're on the shores. So not only is the fish keep taking line out, but when they do tire it out and get it in, they're actually dragging the steelhead on the pebbles beach. And so I get asked a lot, is that security there to stay? Yeah, it's there.
Very good.
If you use the braided line, which I've dabbled with fluoro and mono as well, but it's just the braided doesn't have a memory, so it makes it so much easier.
Now, looking at your website and the pictures I've seen of it, at the top where you attach it to your line, you tie your hook on your line, and then you loop it around and pull it in. I'm going to describe that as like a shepherd's crook. Is that a legitimate explanation, trying to get a visual from our listeners?
You're exactly right, and I've called it that myself, Rick. That's very good.
You know, well, you haven't met me yet, but I try to tell people I'm not as stupid as I look. So,
we've talked a lot, though, and you are far from that. You are a pretty sharp guy.
So when did you come up with this idea? You said about age 47, but when was that? How long ago was that?
Well, right around the 2014 era.
Okay.
And I didn't even design the product, actually, for sale. I designed it to make it easier for me and my grandkids and my daughter and stuff. But it just went over so well. A very good friend of mine, business friend of mine, says, "Hey, you can help a lot of people with this." And, you know, that's all he had to say, because I'm a retired volunteer firefighter, and I love helping people and all that. And it just hit me, and it resonated to say, "Hey, you know what? I can." And if it's funny you say that too, because if you look on the website at one of the reviews, it actually says that my dad is an avid fisherman, but after suffering several strokes, he lost his independence.
Oh.
I decided to take a chance and see if this product could help put the sparkle back in his eyes. Success. This is one of the best birthday gifts I could have given him.
Oh,
I would
fantastic.
Recommend anyone. So, I mean, it's just so touching, and it's beautiful.
Well, we've talked about different stories like that, and I've talked about one fishing buddy of mine, and he's at that age where, you know, anything he can do to help his, you know, with his sight and stuff. He will be 94 years old in a couple weeks.
Wow.
But God bless him, he's still out there stroking. I hope I can make it to 94, and I really hope I'm in that good shape. So
I hear you there. God bless him. That's awesome.
We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll come back. I got a bunch of other questions for you, Charlie, so hang with me. Folks,
okay.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Charlie Nowak this morning. He is the inventor of a tieless fishing hook system. Charlie, how many tests did it take to get one right till you got happy with it?
Well, about 30 videos. it seemed like they came back, not on a regular basis, but they came back and give me some information that said, you know, just a little tweak here, a little tweak that. And it really didn't take as long as I thought it would, because really we didn't invent the hook, right? It reinvented the hook. So it was just, you know, the top part. And the top part was just, it kind of came together really good, Rick. I would say maybe about a half a dozen times of tweaking.
That's not bad.
And yeah, it was pretty good, pretty much there. But you know what's really cool about it, Rick? My grandson, he didn't even know it at the time. But he basically helped me with this hook, because if you notice, there's a 45-degree bend on this hook.
Yeah.
What would happen is when we would fish, you know how you have youngsters with you and they have their bobber there, and they're not as quick as watching it. So the fish would actually swallow the hook. And you know what happens when a fish swallows the hook? You're going to probably, in most cases, do some damage trying to get the hook out. So with this 45, though, you just look at the fish, or have the fish in your hand, you look down its mouth, and you could see the bend, and you just take your little needle nose, and you already know which way the hook is facing, so you just put it in, pop it down, and pull it right out. There's so many fish's lives that are still, you know, swimming today because their guts weren't pulled out, type thing. I hate to say it that way, but, you know, so he helped me do that, actually, because he just wasn't reactive quick enough. I'm being a child, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Your attention span is looking at you and looking at other things. But but what he did by that, which I think is the neatest thing, because that bend is on there, it automatically creates a Snell effect. So it sets a hook faster, even, for people that don't know what Snell means. But so it'll set the hook faster. So it's actually safer and faster and tieless.
Very good. So how many, I've noticed on the website and then with talking with you, not only the hooks and the class, how many other products do you have right now?
Well, we have an easy fishing kit that's out there for beginners. And it actually explains, you know, for darker color water, use this. For lighter, so it's a little educational kit. And you could actually, with that kit, you could go down to the river or the lake and break off a willow branch. Everything to fish is in that kit, just with that. So we did that to help get people fishing. And the more, you know, people are actually coming into, and you know this just as well, more people are fishing now. I don't know if it's because of the economy. I don't know, whatever. Maybe people are just starting to realize that fishing is so relaxing.
I think a lot of it had to do when we were in COVID and you weren't supposed to be next to anybody fishing was something you could go do and at least get out of the house. And I think
you're probably right. That probably was a huge help.
I think that had kind of a basis right there.
Kind of a silver lining.
Yeah.
We also have 13 different spinners. And what's neat about the spinners is I don't want to force anybody to go tireless. If you don't like easy, then don't go tireless. It's fine. It's all good. But the spinners, they all come with, if you buy a spinner, they come with an easy class mini attached to them.
Okay.
So it lets the consumer choose. Just pull the clasp off if you don't want to go tireless, or keep the clasp on and use it for other baits as well if that's what you prefer.
Now, I did not see them on the website. Do I need to go back and look and open up a different link, or do you not have them on there yet?
No, actually, the spinners were supposed to be on by Tuesday. They're just like everybody else. They're so overworked that it's delayed a little bit.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they're on. Well, I was hoping they'd be on by Tuesday, but. So I'm hoping they're on there very soon.
I'm anxious to see those. Now, you mentioned, you know, you had your couple field tester guys catching steelhead with them, and that was one of the questions I had is, will they hold up to hauling in big fish? One of my favorite species to go after in this part of the country is flathead catfish, because they get big, and I'm usually talking 50-plus pound when I'm hunting flathead.
That's a big fish.
Get a workout.
We catch channel cats, Rick, that are maybe like 5 pounds around here. So there's an 11 to 13 pound pole string. But I'm with engineering right now. We actually designed and we doubled that. So probably springtime will be coming out. It'll have a 22 to 25 pound pole string.
Okay.
But 50's kind of out of my category now.
Gives you something to shoot for.
It sure does. And that's what you have to do. There's always set the bar higher. So once we get here, and hopefully a year from now, Rick, I'll be saying, guess what? I'm gonna mail you a package of these 50 pound easy glass, and you let me know what you think.
They'll get a workout, I guarantee. Who in Nebraska carries your products? Do you have them on store shelves anywhere, or just internet?
Right now, Rick, it's either going to the website, which is thetylushook.com, or Amazon. We are talking to some major fishing tackle distributors, is what I'll call them.
Okay.
So I'm hoping within months, you will start seeing them on the shelves for the big guys. We do have them in a lot of tackle shops, kind of around the Midwest here. Half a dozen, I shouldn't say a lot, but that's a lot for me because we're new. You know, we're brand new, so everything takes a little time. But the TylusHook.com and like I said, or Amazon, and I hope to be in Nebraska. Because I want to stop by and visit.
You got an invitation anytime. And we have got some phenomenal fishing here. We may not have the huge trophies they have anywhere, but we can catch about anything. One of the things you just said about, you know, being new, that's something I kind of pride myself on, is finding those new items and getting them out so people can hear about them. How long have you had your product on the market?
Well, I would say that we've probably been on the website for maybe up to a year. But as that developed, I also had to develop a team to help me, because social media, the website, all this, you know, it's a learning curve for me. But we're getting there. The wheels are turning and it's moving. I'm getting feedback now, which is great. So I'd say about a year, but in the last 2 months is where the traction really, really starts picking up.
We've got about 30 seconds left, Charlie, so what else you want to toss out there?
I would love to say, Rick, thank you for having me on your show, and I'd like to tell people, if you like easy or you have a special someone, take them fishing and look up the Valley Tyler's Fishing, and go on YouTube and see a couple videos. Just enjoy fishing. What a beautiful time. I'm so excited.
Very good. Charlie, thanks for taking the time to be with me this morning, and I'm looking forward to trying these hooks. So
thank you very much for having me, Rick, and God bless.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.